Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Shadow Work Quiggies. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can say catch? You know that feeling when you just want to scream into a pillow because everything seems overwhelming? Well, guess what? We're talking about resilience today, that inner strength to bounce back from the chaos. And trust me, it's not about being superwoman, it's about mastering your emotions so those curveballs actually become opportunities for growth. Listen up, because these five quickies are going to change your game. Number one, awareness is key. Before you can build resilience, you gotta know what's throwing you off balance. Notice your triggers, those little things that send you spiraling. Is it a specific person? A stressful situation? Identifying them is the first step to creating space for emotional regulation. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions as waves crashing on the shore. You can't stop the waves from coming, but you can learn to surf them. By becoming aware of when those waves are about to hit, you can prepare yourself and ride them out instead of getting swept away. Number two, mindfulness is your superpower. Seriously, this isn't just a trendy buzzword, it's life-changing. When things get tough, take a deep breath, ground yourself in the present moment. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice helps calm the storm inside and gives you a clear head to make decisions. Remember that time when you were so stressed about work that you couldn't even focus on dinner? Taking 5 minutes for mindful breathing could have totally changed that night. Number three, reframe your thoughts. This is where things get really powerful. Negative thoughts can be like self-fulfilling prophecies, but guess what? You can choose to reframe them. Instead of thinking, I can't handle this, try, this is challenging, but I can learn from it. Think about that time you failed the test. Did you let it crush you, or did you see it as an opportunity to study smarter next time? Reframing helps you build resilience by turning setbacks into stepping stones. Number four, seek support. You are not alone on this journey. Talk to your friends, family, therapists, or even that cute barista who always makes you laugh. Sharing your struggles and celebrating your wins with others creates a supportive network that strengthens your emotional armor. Remember that feeling of comfort when you had a friend to talk to after a tough day? Knowing that someone has your back can make all the difference in building resilience. And finally, number five, practice self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy. All of these things contribute to a strong foundation for resilience. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotional well-being as a bank account. When you practice self-care, you're making deposits into that account. And when life throws curveballs, those deposits help you weather the storm. So let me ask you this. Remember that time when you were super stressed about a deadline and felt like you were going to explode? Did you take a moment for mindful breathing? Did you talk to a friend who could understand what you were going through? Or maybe you took a break to go for a walk in nature, allowing yourself to recharge. These small acts of self-care can make a huge difference in building resilience. Remember, building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by focusing on emotional regulation, you'll become unstoppable. So keep practicing these quickies, keep showing up for yourself, and remember, you got this. Don't forget to subscribe to Shadow Work Quickies so you don't miss an episode of these bite-sized self-care sessions. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little boost of resilience today. And head over to our social media pages to let us know what resonates most with you. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.